Now, it gives me great pleasure to...
You already know he the youngest in charge. Fuck with us.
Jay Ryan, you coming back?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The youngest in charge?
Lee Scholar.
Y'all better listen to this nigga.
Yeah, give me the mic, you test who's the right in the past physics. Cause I know what you love, and I know what you dislike. L to the Izzy Rudy, Grizzly went on the Mizzite. H to the Izzo, back in the Dizzle, wasn't this Tizzite. Cause I'm slick and I'm smooth, slicker than Rick. I'm sick cause I'm cool, they just sick of your shit. I'm swimming with style, you too skinny to dip. And if they ain't biting the flow, I'm guessing they taking a sip. Started to rhyme, not cause I wanted to shine. I was just tired of cash and checks, wasn't none of them mine. A son of the times in the bank, tell a nigga. The competition, well, it only make me better. Cause I'm intricate and into it, the skills becoming infinite. I master tracks and masturbate the pen until we intimate. I spit that Michael Jordan whenever I record. Better than any rapper, but touch a microphone.
Okay, I'm here, I'm incredible. Put me in your stereo, never ever let me go. Reaching for the sky, till I'm in your top five. Yeah, okay, I'm here, I'm incredible. Put me in your stereo, never ever let me go. Reaching for the sky, till I'm in your top five.
DJ, motherfucking
yeah, okay, I'm rocking it, it ain't no stopping it. You can check the list and I'll be on the top of it. In this hip-hop I teach class, got my doctorate. Nigga, I am ill, but you just the opposite. Rhymes in a knapsack, so I treat my city like a backpack. I'm exposing niggas, figure lyrically I'm cat stacks. But without deceitful signs, never felt defeat from rhymes. I'm a people rap until my sequel, let my people shine. I am the greatest, if it's fashion, I'm rocking the latest. I'm never fearful, get an earful, you're hearing the bravest. Visions that capture iris, murder them like Osiris. I still stay the mad highest and ambitious flyest. Autistic flow, you...
My shadow's here.
Fuck you up. It's not a shadow.
My underage shadow.
It's not underage.
No, seriously, it's... You know, this is a new thing I want to start. Rob Lee here. I'm start letting my co-host, since I have two.
Co-host, that's right. Torn.
Yes. Torn. You introduce yourself.
Back by popular demand, you know, by one person, of course.
Should play that Popeyes music. You're all black, CD like chicken.
Hold on. What's that supposed to mean, bro?
I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say.
Just because I'm black, I like chicken.
Clearly.
I love chicken.
So you still have your beard here. I'm actually growing a beard, which is...
It's not even a real beard. It doesn't even connect.
It's not supposed to, motherfucker. That's part of it. I got the Lemmy going on. I got the black guy Lemmy from Motorhead and shit.
Might as well shave your mustache.
You know, I thought about that. But I heard things about guys with no mustache.
And what is that?
One... Well, there's three things. I'm one of those things. You can decide. One is you're either a rapist... Two is you chug cock and you won't have come with a mustache. And three is me. Yeah.
Okay, so you're one of... Well, you're two or three, actually.
No, I'm one of three. I'm the third one. Me.
The second and third one.
Not on chug cock. At least not on Thursdays. I mean, you holler at me on a Saturday night, you know, sometimes it's a dry spell. And on that note, Rob's a homosexual. That's terrible. So what's been going on with you, man? You're back in school?
Back in school, man. Just...
You listen to Vilmatic and you put all your books in your desk. And you're like, yeah. Did they make you clean off the chalkboards?
Real funny, man. Nah, just back in school, trying to graduate, trying to get this Rob money, Rob, you know, not A-Rab money, got this Rob money.
You know, some people say I like A-Rab and shit. You know. I am Dominican, though.
Okay, no, you're not. Nowhere close to Dominican.
How dare you? Even Dominicans say I'm Dominican.
Since when?
Since I put that shit in my hair and it got all curly and neat looking.
Okay, Elder Barge.
Yes, yes. He's French, though. He's a Frenchman. Little known fact.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. That black and French. The barge as in the boat.
The more you know.
The more you know. She had the little fucking, what is that, little star that comes by?
With the rainbow behind it.
It's like... Somebody just mock one up and you're like, here you go. Let me bust off some news with you. That sounded really bad. Let me pop off some news.
It sounds like it's coming from somewhere completely.
Notice the operative word there.
Bust off some news.
Bust off the nudes. Right in your ear hole. Like, what? Like, yeah, you're a pervert. You like fat chicks, right? That's my other co-host. That's the white guy. He loves fat chicks.
When people say big girls need love too, Craig.
I ain't no big bitches. And, you know, look, I'm fat. Y'all fat enough for both fuckers. You gotta be skinny. And I just give them, like, that curl lip and shit. Give them that come on, son look like, you know, fuck up.
Come on, son.
But, it was a holiday maker. You know, they go on holiday in Europe or whatever. Uh-huh. They go out vacation or something like that. But it's a short-term vacation, I think. That's why I guess it's called holiday. I never really understood it. But I remember in college, I had a teacher who was Nigerian. No, she was Australian by way of Nigerian. Yeah.
What is she, a fighter?
I don't know. Like, she looked like Grace Jones, though. But wait.
You know, UFC, like, fighting out of Mexico from Colorado. Like,
from Guadalajara.
Why don't you just say I'm from Nigeria? Like, really?
But, dude, she had no act. She sounded like Paul Hogan from Crocodile Dundee. So it was just like, it's like, you're black as shit. You're not an Aboriginal. Okay.
Then I'm from Australia, then.
Okay. So, you know, she used to talk about holiday all the time. And she said she'd go pick up men on holiday. I'm like, you're a whore, teacher. Anyway, she had the worst looking feet in the world, by the way. She had those African feet.
She was African. I mean, I'm not saying about Africans. But
dude, as black as you are, you should not be talking about your motherland people. When they asked me a horrible universe, well, am I an African-American? I said, no, sir, I'm black. I said, I have no intention to go African.
Are you, Rob? I thought you were Dominican.
Well, Dominican people are black. Thank you.
You're not Dominican.
Yes, I am. Maya Georgie, or Maja, and you know it's foreign. It's M-A-J-A. 28 years old.
Yeah, rip a name up. Rip a name apart.
Tron. Tron.
Tron.
She, Maya Georgie, 28 years old, she vowed to diet after she was harpooned by a diver as she swam in the sea off the coast of Budva in Montenegro.
Hold on, wait. She was harpooned?
Yes.
That's where the big girl thing comes in.
Yes.
Oh, my.
They didn't say watch out for the baby. It's like, there she blows!
Oh, my God.
She's like, I felt a sudden pain in my shoulder. She's like, it wasn't a heart attack. So she was exerting that soul while swimming.
Oh, my God.
But she realized she's been shot with a spear gun. And it hurt at the time, but, you know, it was an accident. She laughed it off. And she was like, now I have to lose a few pounds. But, you know, I'm not that big. I'm not Moby Dick. Yes, you are.
I'm sorry, all the fans that are a little bigger, because I didn't make up this story.
And even some of the podcasters are a little bigger.
It's all Rob. I had nothing to do with this.
But Torin likes big girls. I mean, even though it looks like a hatchet wound down there, but Torin will, I'm going to stop on that note.
Yeah, please.
Torin comes back for seconds. That's all I got to say. This is another story. And just looking at this guy's face, he looks...
Oh, wait. I'm not even done with the first story.
Go ahead. You got more
harpooned?
To say.
Harpooned?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to be big.
Should have picked off.
You got to be big to be harpooned underwater. I'm sorry.
And the thing is...
And she said she's not that big.
She's big as
you. You seen it?
No, I didn't see it, but whenever I find these news stories, they be on like these really small, like local websites. Some of them don't have pictures, you know, being that they're in a third world country, because all of Europe is a third world country. That's fucked up. Well, that part of it is.
Typical.
She's like a walrus.
Oh.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh, my God.
But dude.
You're going to hell.
The thing is, see, I'm big. If I get harpooned, I'm like, I'm big, but I'm big in general. Like, I mean, I have big feet. I got a big head. I'm fat, you know. Large.
You are big.
You know, but women don't get butt so tall. And she's been described as roly-poly. I'm thinking that harpoon was just kind of stuck in her but didn't go through. I think if I get hit with a harpoon, it's going to go through. If you get hit with a harpoon, it's going to go through a couple of times. It's fucking...
Trying to say something, bro.
It's going to be like in, the Cannibal Holocaust when they put that woman on a pike.
Oh, my. Don't watch that movie, by the way.
You've seen that? You talked about it, yes.
I actually have talked about it. I'm not going to... That's too much for me. I'm sorry.
Turtle on the Half Shell. Turtle Power. Oh, God.
That movie's so... You think Saw is bad when you first seen
Saw? Your boy is bad, isn't he? He has to listen just because he got a shout-out right there.
So racist.
Yes, I am.
So racist.
Speaking of racist, why is it a black man running from the police?
Black people run from police. They don't trust them. That's why.
Black people run from police all the time, right?
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes the police can't find them because, you know, naturally, how they deal with slavery, whatever. They would, you know, check to see who was the strongest buck out there. Check your teeth, check your yam bag, check
your
legs.
Now we're referencing slavery.
Yes, because Torn is a slave. I'm Dominican. I wasn't on it. I was in, you know, Hispaniola.
Dominican slaves, man.
Fuck you. But, you know, most of the time they run and they can't be found. You know,
right.
It's a guy named George Bush. That's not the joke. is a guy in Florida. And, again, as Adam Carolla said, every negative thing or weird news story come from either Germany or Florida. This one typically, this one came from Florida. These guys are trying to track down, the police are trying to track down a runner by the name of George Bush. He's between 47 and 48.
Right.
He did something. It was some shit like he crashed, you know. He crashed nearby a group of children.
Uh-huh.
Bad, right?
Illegal.
One-legged man. The police could not catch up with a one-legged man.
Did he, was he like the Bionic Man?
I hope he was. But that just shows you that we're better than white people. Even with one leg, he's outrunning motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Just imagine him hurtling.
Rob just said he was better than white people. I don't know if.
And Asians.
And Asians.
And not Dominicans, though, because I'm Dominican.
Like, oh, yeah, he's, of course, the Dominican Hitler right now.
You know what the thing is? If I was one of those police officers, shot him in that leg. You got none. You got no good legs.
Shoot him in the leg, blow his knee out.
Like, there you go, hold that shit. He said he hit in a wooded area.
Oh, because he what? He, since he's black, he blends in?
Because he's an animal.
Yeah, see?
How about
see?
This one? Gun and make a peg. Like a pirate and shit. Start walking around like, yo, ho, ho. Because he already got a bandana on. Because he already got a bandana on. All black people have bandana.
That's not true.
I bet you was talking to a bird.
Is it true? Have you owned a bandana?
Yeah, I did. He used to wear a gray bandana all the time. I was repping my set.
What set?
You know, reset and shit.
Reset.
You know, all black people talk to animals and then they put their hair to the ground. No. Dude, you ever hear somebody that's really extra and shit that's like from, I want to say like up north, like let's say New York for instance, and they say, yo, my ear is always dirty because I keep my ear to the street, and like I get the dude shudders a little bit, like really?
Nobody's listening to those guys,
but really. I gotta listen to them because it's funny. It is funny. It's good comedy. Like, you can't believe one word they say. I remember when I was at my, you know, at college or whatever. It was this dude like, yo, we got AK bullets for niggas, yo. I was like, no, you don't.
AK bullets?
I was like, you're in college.
I'm guessing they're giving AKs away now.
So. Clearly. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, you know, for Tyson looking nigga wrong. I was like, nobody's scared of Mike Tyson anymore. He's a joke. Most recently.
Did you see that?
The Bobby Brown? That was the greatest video I've ever seen.
Mike Tyson can't dance for shit.
It was so funny as hell, though.
He can't dance at all.
The fact that Bobby Brown popped up with lines. He had dust on his nose, dude.
He said he's clean, man. He said he was clean.
He took a shower that day, yeah, but... Wayne Brady's the only person in that video has some type of rhythm.
It's amazing because, you know, you think of Wayne Brady.
Because he's a minstrel show in itself.
True.
Why does his hairline go backwards? Like, it starts on the sides, it goes like normal, then go... Nyr.
See, Wayne Brady had... He got props, though, from being on Dave Chappelle. Everybody remembers
that shit scene. Was funny.
Everybody remembers that scene.
But he isn't even like, let's make a deal now.
Yeah. But see, the funny thing is, remember he had a talk show?
Yeah, that was a terrible talk show, by the way.
And then he went on Dave Chappelle, and then, like, I didn't hear from that talk show ever again. I didn't even see it on TV.
It was like, it was punted. You know, I think that's after the talk show got canceled when he went on there. Contractual, I think, after the talk show got canceled, that's why he went on there.
I could have sworn I saw the talk show before that one.
It may have been in some syndication, but I think it got canceled. I thought he said something about it getting canceled. Like, that's for canceling my show. Because when he was supposed to have been hosting after he bumped Chappelle out, he said something on those lines.
That was hilarious. I'm sorry. Wayne Brady, you my dude. You my dude, Wayne Brady.
I don't remember Whose Line Is It Anyway. I even thought he was funny on there.
That show was awesome.
I used to watch the show all the time. I didn't like the British one very much, though. Even though that was the original.
Nah, I'm sorry. I couldn't get with the British one. But what's the guy who plays in 2 and a Half Men?
John Cryer?
Yes. Is that John Cryer? Not the main character, but the guy his wife left him for.
Oh, I have no idea.
The tall guy. The tall, dopey-looking guy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, because he was on Drew Curry's show, too.
Yeah, exactly. That guy's hilarious.
Yeah, he is. Even the bald guy is, too.
Exactly. Both of those guys are hilarious.
There's one guy, like, each one of them, they're borderline. Each one of them is borderline. Like, they said, you know, back in 1979, I chugged a little cock. I'm like, okay, I believe you. Like, even the guy that wears the glasses outside of True Curry, but the other dude, he's like a nut job. Splash. again, to stay with Florida, because, you know.
Back to Florida.
I hear you're going to move to Florida one day.
Am I?
Going to move to Opa-locka? Cocoa Beach?
Grow some dreadlocks.
You know what? Now that I think about it, if you hadn't, what number does he have? If you had number 29 and wore blue and white, you would look like Joseph Adar.
Well, I think I look like every dark-skinned man alive.
Joseph Adar is a good pull, though.
Everybody's, okay, what I look like next? Tay Diggs and Morris Chestnut?
I should never tell you this, but I'm going to. My ex used to say I look like Morris Chestnut.
Obviously, she's blind. So
you can burn in hell, sir. I took that as a good compliment, damn it.
You believed it.
Yes, I did.
You believed it.
Good dude, honestly, it's no one I really look like.
Did you? Come on. Randy Jackson.
I don't fucking look like Randy Jackson, dude.
Randy Jackson.
Not really. It's because of the glass. I take the glasses, I look nothing like him.
Okay. Listeners. Picture.
This is a contest. Who does Rob look like?
Randy Jackson. Rob looks at himself in the mirror and convinces himself he looks like Morris Chestnut.
No, I didn't give it. This is unsolicited. Like, I didn't know who I look like. I sit there. People always come up with the big guy. They always go by body frame. Like, someone told me I look like Joshua Aaron. You know what that is, right? The dude that played Michael Orr from fucking The Blind Side. I was like, I look nothing like him. One, that dude's a lot darker than me.
It's because he's
And
big.
Two, he has terrible teeth.
We can't talk about that. Damn, he does that.
Yeah.
And his teeth are bad. I'm not going to lie.
I think I look more like the real Michael Orr than him.
You can't talk about that guy. He was on The Blind Side. It's inspirational.
I watched The Blind Side, and I was just like, fucking Bullock has a nice ass.
Jesse James is a dirty man.
I need to think about her ass. But back to Florida, right? Okay, you go to Walmart, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like Walmart. It's cheap.
Yeah, pretty much.
You ever been to Toy All?
Yeah.
Do you read any magazines there?
Not at Walmart.
Do you pick up any toys? Just kind of say, that's cool. Yeah, Star Wars toy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not combine those three things at one time, because that's what this guy did. Meet William Tyler Black. And again, this is a black man. Even though he's a white guy, but his last name is Black. So it'll be mocked up in such a way. But he was aided by an issue of Sports Illustrated, which had Brooklyn Decker on the cover.
Uh-huh.
You know who Brooklyn Decker is, right?
Yeah.
She's kind of hot. And a Star Wars lightsaber toy.
Where's the correlation?
The lightsaber was in his ass, his crank was in his hand, and the magazine was in the other hand, and he finished in an aisle. He worked his man out in the toy aisle at a Walmart in Florida.
Hold on. So you're telling me...
Let me finish. Splash.
So you're telling me somebody say, hey, you know what I'm going to do today?
I'm going to jerk off to Walmart.
I'm going to go to Walmart, grab me a lightsaber, jerk off.
I'm going to put a lightsaber in my ass.
Plus, you know what? Why not? Let's just add a little fuel to the fire and get some Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
I didn't say Sports Illustrated just now.
So, like, so I don't look completely gay, because you know I already want to have a lightsaber, and that's a given. It's like, what?
Has this world going like that way? Is it really?
I mean, I like the Holy Trinity in itself. I mean, I like Star Wars, right? But, you know, what's next? You gonna have somebody fucking like a Yoda? Like a Yoda stuffed animal?
Who would fuck Yoda?
You know, fuck me or you go to me.
Yoda's always hilarious.
But when you can find when you can find out the brand name, and by the way, the good thing is it was a current issue. It's not like he walked in there with an SI. I was like, I planned, I premeditated this. He's already half primed and shit, like, you primer.
Who was on the cover?
Brooklyn Decker.
She was that hot?
Brooklyn Decker is kind of hot.
At the time, like, I'm saying.
This
like,
is for the 2010 Sports Illustrated edition.
I understand that, but she was so hot, like, man, I got to get my rocks off right now. Like, right, this got to happen.
Do you want to hear what he was charged with? He was charged with battery and exposure of sexual organs.
Battery.
He beat himself. And here's the greatest note of it all.
Battery?
It's the greatest note of it all. He has a Bieber swoop. He has a Bieber hairstyle. And he's a substitute teacher.
Oh, man.
That's exactly who you want around your kids, isn't it?
You just screwed your life up. Like,
because, you know, he knows how to be hands-on with kids. even though they're his own, they haven't really formed yet. That's disgusting.
Really? He's a teacher?
Yeah, substitute teacher. But you can walk into school, you'll be a substitute teacher. Hey, kids.
I could be a substitute teacher.
Speaking of substitute teachers, and see, I'm kind of skirting on the line of, what is that, like sexual offenders, I guess?
Because you are sexual
offenders. No, I'm skirting on the line with this guy. Honestly, someone works it out in a toy aisle, and they're a substitute teacher. I go right to you. There's some pederasty going on.
Maybe the dude, hey, maybe he was just like, man, I can't take it no more. No girl who want me.
Do you think he was humming the fucking Empire theme when he was working it out? Like, bam, 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 bam.
I hope not.
On to, like, the...
George Lucas should sue him if
not. On to the Greedo doll. Ew.
That's just bad.
Can you imagine getting that out of a Wookiee's hair? He looks down at himself like, I'm going to call you Jabba. And now you're a Wookiee because you're standing straight.
Would a Wookiee even let you get away with that?
No, I would imagine a Wookiee would shoot you. Like,
whip your dick off.
Like a monkey would. Right. I'm saving my monkey today.
No, you sit here and chill with my monkey.
I'm peeling my dick like a banana.
You know how long it took this monkey to suck my ass?
That is terrific.
Oh, man. Dave Chappelle, man. Where is this dude now?
He's going crazy. Apparently, I think he is in a movie coming up, though.
Really?
Like, it's kind of a big thing, but he's only going to have a cameo. But literally, he's been in nothing since, like a few interviews and shit, like, from the director's whatever.
See, like...
From the director's chair, I believe he was on.
Right. Me and you talked about this before, but... $50 million? Like... I don't have $50 million or even anything close to it.
I don't have $50 right now.
Like, I know, you know, don't sell your soul to Hollywood and stuff like that, but come on, man.
Dude,
you have fans that love you.
Like, yeah, I mean, tone the shit down. Like, my thing is this, we're in a viral age, and I think that even if you didn't have the show, you know, you still have those fans.
He could have even had an internet show.
That's what I'm getting at. Do a web series. Exactly. And like, yo, you can do what you want, how you want. Just buy the equipment. You've made enough money.
Exactly.
Before that contract was even presented.
Right.
But we don't know his situation. And we don't know how much stress this put on.
He is a family man. I'm doing like air quotations or whatever right now.
Stress can ruin him. But I think apparently he converted to Islam around that time too.
Here we go.
And I think that may have fucked him over a bit too, as far as like his thought process.
Not against Muslims, but.
You didn't want that mosque there. He was like, these goddamn towelheads. Like, jeez, Torin.
Muslims are cool. Like, they're cool people. People act like that they want to bomb everything. No, they don't. But some of them just... Like, you ever watch an Al-Qaeda video or, like, the Muslim...
I watch it on Funniest Home Videos, actually. Had a little voiceover like, I'm Al-Qaeda.
those Muslim guys, they make fun of everybody else. But then when you make fun of...
Oh, no. Oh, no,
exactly.
My friend.
Exactly. It's like, come on, man.
Infidel. Tarzan for them.
You have to make that voice.
They don't sound like that. You know, sound more like an Indian.
You see, I'm offended because people think I'm Muslim.
You are Muslim. You're Freeway.
I'm actually not.
You're Freeway.
I'm not Freeway.
You're Freeway with a cleaner beard.
I have a beard and people are like, you Muslim? No.
Gotta kill witnesses. No, his torn beard sticking out.
Not Muslim. I'm Christian.
In theory.
And
fucking agnostic and shit. No, let's see, what do we got here? Speaking of Christians, good wholesome Christians,
wholesome, pure Christians.
Bishop Eddie Long.
Oh man, I don't even. Well, Eddie Long.
Do you think Eddie Long was his real name, or that was a given name by one of his offenders? I mean, his victims rather.
First of all,
wearing that damn speedo and shit.
This man's pictures.
Dude, that red suit he was wearing, I was like, why is this nigga flexing? You know, he just posted a picture, like a billboard, just like, do you want to go to heaven like him? And he was promoting the church. I was like, poor timing.
My God.
Because I think he stepped down last weekend, or they even said he was going to step down last weekend or something.
He stepped down? Do you really need him to step down? What?
Yeah.
I have to wait for this dude to step down before I say, hey, something wrong with this shit.
You know, like really? He should have stepped down before he decided to pull out.
This dude, like, does he have a perm? What is that?
They said he got a lace front. Dude, the thing that gets me is like, me, I don't really give a shit. Like, I don't like gay women now. But
We established that.
I don't really care about anybody in that thing. I'm not going to be so gung ho about it that you'll find out like Rob's a lesbian, because Rob is a lesbian. No, but with them and his type, and black man, of course. No, his type. They go overboard on how much, you know, doing this and this is wrong, and then it turns out that they've done this and this currently. Man. And it's these mega churches, dude. Like, even here, I don't know too much about the story, but, what's his name? Malcolm Jamal Warnell. Malcolm Jamal Bryan, right? No, Jamal Bryan. Some guy here, big mega church motherfucker.
I know you.
Where his fat Nats was cheating on his wife with, like, one of the people who was in his flock, if you will. Yeah. And, like, from, like, one of the bigger churches here.
A lot of them dudes do that, though. Like, they pimps. Like,
but, and I'm supposed to sit there and listen to them tell me about the word? How dare you?
They pimp the hell out of people. Like, yeah. People don't realize it, but fucking religion is strong. It's the biggest tool ever to get people to do things, period.
The Crusades.
Hey, I'm not here for a history lesson, but hey, that's what it is.
I mean, that's one thing, being that we're so, you know, right and about what we're doing here and how Islam is so wrong. I'm not saying I'm a Muslim or anything, but, you know, sometimes when you're trying to get your religion across, a little bloodshed matters. I don't know. I watched Kingdom of Heaven recently. I don't know. I just know that Orlando Bloom looked like a pussy.
That movie wasn't that bad either.
I saw that movie twice, and I was not happy about it. It was like a lot of people in it, but like it didn't seem like anybody was in that movie that long. Because I think Liam Neeson was in the movie.
Was he?
I think he was the dude's father. Like, he got killed at the beginning or something. It's like, what the hell's going on? It's like got blacksmithing going on.
But yeah, Eddie Long, man. Not people be like, shout out to Eddie Long. No, I'm not.
You know what? I think I'm going to dress up like Eddie Long for Halloween. With that red really, fucking spandex.
Do you really want to dress up for Eddie Long as Halloween?
Well.
Do you want to get arrested?
Well.
Okay, hold on, wait. You might look a little.
Not so much.
Take off the glasses, man.
He's your complexion, sir.
Yeah, okay. I give you that.
I'll be Eddie Short. Thank you. Let's see. What else we got here? Speaking of things you never want to have into your dick, Regina Narayan, Durka, of course, loved her husband, Satish, so much that she believed setting his penis on fire would prevent him from cheating. He did not cheat on her ever. Well, she loved him that much that she wanted to stop and prevent that temptation.
Yeah, I look at it from her point of view, man. Precautionary measures, basically.
Yeah, seriously, like, she's like, you think you're going to go all day and you're going to bring something back to burn me? No, I'm going to burn you.
Come on, you got the wrong accent, first of all.
You
got
to do a better one. I can't pull it out. I've used my one stereotypical accent.
Hold on, let me. You think you're going to you're going to cheat on me?
Oh no, she snaps her finger. She snaps her finger and rubs the dot. Like, what?
It's so racist.
Seriously, if you look at this recorder, doesn't it look like it's a red dot for the record?
Oh man.
Okay, you're gonna like this.
Going to hell again.
This is a little. See, we went all the way to India, now we're going back to the Americas. Uh-oh. Near Florida. Not Florida, but near Florida. You see, since you're a black guy and I'm a black guy, we're all going to go to jail eventually because, you know, we're all statistics. Well, actually, I got past the statistic thing because I think he said statistics is broken down like you'll go to jail before you're 25, you're a black guy. I'll be 26 in January. You still got time. Told him to go to jail for life. It's like, I didn't know she was 16. Like, what?
I hope that doesn't happen. Please.
I can see you just pulled out. Like, they're going to put you in a booster chair as they put you in the fucking...
I'm gonna call Rob first if I get arrested.
So your tour, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I believe that. You probably leave me in there.
Yo, I'm gonna give you the same advice my father gave me and my brother. You know, if y'all get arrested, I'll come visit y'all. Damn.
Speaking of old people, have you ever listened to like older people talk? Like older black people talk?
They talk horribly.
Like, what's that in the window? Like, it's window.
What about Saturday? I'm gonna go there Saturday. Like, what?
I'm going
gentlemen
there.
Have a day?
I'm going there Saturday.
Like, you sit your country ass down, please. And the thing is, don't you like when they start coming up with names for something, but you've never heard the nickname before? Like, you know what an Oxford shirt is, right?
Right.
I like wearing a nice Oxford shirt. As a matter of fact, I have an Oxford on now.
Uh-huh.
And they'll say, yeah, we used to call those Wonags.
Like, just making up terms.
Like, who's this? How much LSD were y'all doing? It's a wonag.
It's like a bug or something.
Like, you it does, doesn't it? It's like a potato bug.
It's a wonag.
They were flying around recently. They hard as shit to kill, too. You don't want them getting your tomato crop. I was reading a story. This is going to be a sidebar from Stern. About to get there. I was reading a story about, like, produce or whatever, right? Uh-huh. And, I got two pieces, actually. A story about produce, and it was like this, 5'7" inch cucumber. They grew in, like, Asian land. Yeah. Asian. It's like your height.
Damn.
But, dude, it was like the little, it's like the sun was next to it, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's the sun's best friend, his only friend. And I was like, little does the son know, that's the father's sex toy as well.
Oh, my God. Did you say Asian land?
Yeah, I don't remember which country it was in.
You know what's funny? Now we're talking about Asians.
Asian land.
Like, what is that deal with monkeys? Did you know?
Like macaque?
No, just, I don't even know. Just different types of monkeys.
I think the main one is called a macaque, okay, though.
But in India, right?
Oh, they're called wild boys.
Instead of hiring, you know, security guards and stuff.
Oh, they hire monkeys and give
exactly.
guns.
Exactly. Not different guns?
Yeah.
Since when? Monkeys can...
I think guns. I posted it like months ago. Yeah, they'd even been using guns. Yeah,
but I saw the monkeys. I'm like, them monkeys look tough as hell.
Like, shit, they all brolic and shit. They lifting weights.
The toughest monkeys I've ever
they
seen.
They lifting monkey weights.
Monkey weights.
Because you know, the crazy thing is, even though a chimp is a little different, but for those particular monkeys, but you run up on a chimp will rip your face off and then shit in your skull.
We already saw that happen to one lady on Oprah. Before.
She was trying to have sex with the monkey, and he was like, no, not tonight, baby.
And then monkeys, if you notice, they
he threw flung and he flung jizz and shit at her.
They never roll. They roll deep.
Mm-hmm.
Monkeys roll deep.
Yo, you don't want to fuck with no baboons.
No, they like it's like if you catch one, like, yeah, fuck you, monkey. He gonna come around.
It's like what?
Down the street with like 30 other monkeys, and you gonna get your ass.
When they say niggas are gorillas, they mean that. I just think of like watching Training Day, how all those people were in the hood when Alonzo went there towards the end. You got one monkey clapping and pigeons are flying by. You're like, what the hell? Yeah, one monkey.
Movie was awesome, by the way. I just watched it recently.
Yeah, one monkey saying, man, you ever had your shit pushed in? I mean, my brother watched it. He was like, I hope nobody ever asked me that question. Dude, and one day, there was a guy, he was trying to run some shit at my father. And as you said before, all of us, you know, pretty aggressive.
Uh-huh.
And my father shaves with a knife.
A butter knife.
A dull butter knife at that.
Exactly. That's how tough he is.
The thing that's crazy about it, though, he ran some shit. He's like, yo, you got your truck in front of my sister's car, man. How about you move that? My father keeps, like, a spool of, like industrial wire that he has wrapped in like fucking carbon tape, but electrical tape. It's like, you will get your shit cracked with that. And my brother came down and he's like, yo, Rob, why this nigga talking to daddy like that, yo?
He's like, that's an assassin.
He's like, that nigga got his shit pushed in, yo. So me and him came out there and we just looked at him and he was like, nah, yo, you good, man, you good. He went back to the little cookout. I was like, yeah, you know what's up. You know what's up, son. You're aggressive. He came out there like monkeys. Now, see, some white person will, you know, isolate that. Like, that's, told you black people are monkeys.
Exactly. We want to start to call ourselves monkeys.
Let's
don't want to do that.
I'm going to go back to this possible black guy thing. I don't know if it is, but I'm going to assume it is.
Because
they all go to jail. a prisoner who attempted suicide is revived and then executed.
In
Jackson, Georgia, a Georgia prisoner tries to kill himself last, you know, this was a little while ago, by slashing his arms and his throat with a razor blade. He committed some murders with, like, some people at a trucking company. He killed the owner of the trucking company and the two children in 1998.
Damn.
And let's see, 1988, how many years was that? That was 12 years ago. Dude was 31 before he was executed, so dude was 19 when he did these murders. He sat in jail for 12 years. And he tried to kill himself. He was revived. And then he got lethal injection like the next day. And he just declined to give his last words, last right or last terms.
Is that even legal to do that to the dude?
I guess they, you know, revived him, took care of him. Then
what they feel like? Oh, no.
We got to kill you.
Mm-mm. You think you're getting off easy?
Shit, slit in your throat and your wrist? Oh, no. We got to. It's going to be a lethal injection. We're going to inject cum into you. Like, what?
Oh. That's the worst.
It's like, I didn't want this. I've had 12 years of this already.
All right. I talked about this before.
Here's a meat needle. Ew.
Last meal, death row, what would it be? Last meal ever. I know. Hold on. Wait. I can give you some time because I know you're a big man. Fuck so.
I already have my answer. I already have my answer.
Still, I know you're a big man.
24-hour buffet.
Doesn't count.
I gotta extend it, motherfucker.
Doesn't count.
Nah, dude, it had to be like a. You know what I've been on recently? Seasons Pizza. That should be a plug. A chicken BLT club. That would be epic. With maybe like, what is it? Pineapple upside down cake. Pineapple upside down cake is really good. No cherries, though. No cherries. It's pineapples, baby. No cherries.
Why it's a put sucky meal for the day you're about to die. It's a terrible meal.
Okay, steak. You know what? How about this? Better yet, I want like 5 bean chili. So when I do die,
they gonna smell that.
It's like, yeah, you're after death. I haunt you. That smell is gonna haunt you for your days. It's like, God, man. That Rob Lee, fuck, his rectum is ruined.
You know, well, he's stories dead. For days.
That clear on the burner's clothes. Like, it smells like shit. Yeah. What would yours be? Let me see, blackout cake and.
Fuck you, Rob. I think.
Splash.
What you think? Want to say fried chicken or something? No.
It's going to be. Watermelon, grape soda, malt liquor, Popeyes. You want a po' boy, don't you?
Might be KFC.
I would assume so.
A double down sandwich.
You know what? Remember that thing I was telling you about those mysterious sandwiches and fucking. And Double Down's really not a sandwich, though, right? It's bread. A sandwich has to have bread or a wrap or something. But that, what is it? Those mystery sandwiches, like the mystery menus. You should have that McGangbang.
Is that even real? Is it real?
It is, dude. It's a real thing. It sounds like a sex act, but it's a real thing.
I see why it's not on the menu.
I would never eat anything off McDonald's menu after what I saw recently with that, that mechanically separated meat.
Oh man,
that nugget paste look. It look. Is
really
so bad?
Didn't see that.
Dude, it was pink.
It was pink.
Yes, and it just looked like insulation. Yeah, it looked like that Pink Panther insulation, but like, I guess like an aqueous solution if you were to take it back to biology class. But yeah, I would never eat that.
And people eating that stuff, man.
Like, I don't know what they. I mean, the thing is, if it's chicken, it's chicken. But and the thing is, it's like. Everything that you eat there, like, I only trust one thing there. I just trust the sweet tea, and I might find out that's fucking, it's taken out of, like, someone's
Why
ass.
Why does everybody like the sweet tea? I don't even like the sweet
tea. I like
tea.
Chick-fil-A's better, though.
See, Chick-fil-A looks real, I guess. It's real to me.
What's like name has good sweet tea, too? Popeyes.
Popeyes.
They got that cane sugar, honey.
Is Popeyes even, you know, Popeye the Sailor, is he even the spokesperson?
Was he ever?
The mascot?
Was he ever?
I remember. I don't know. It might be my mind making up.
No, well, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, but Popeye used to be the.
They never had spinach there, surprisingly. You'd assume they had spinach there because Popeye is Popeye brand spinach.
True. They do have Popeye brand spinach.
You eat some spinach, yo, and like some greens in the course of a week. You're going to be shitting all week, by the way.
I like spinach, though.
Spinach is good. It has to be seasoned, though.
Yeah, it can't be just.
You can't, like, just eat it straight out the can like you're a fucking hobo and shit.
No. Like, people you turn it straight out the can, though.
With your cat now or shit. Change from a raccoon to a cat. The domino mask. Let's see. You're a service gentleman. You do a service here.
Pretty much.
You know, take care of people, whatever. You know, the wheels here would fall off if you weren't here. You're the maintenance man.
Damn straight.
You run shit. You're like the guy from Wanted, other than you just don't get killed, though. But you're the maintenance man. You're the repair man.
Right.
How about the service job? Would you want to be a gardener one day, like, if they paid you, like, a nice exorbitant amount of money?
Why not?
Most landscapers, right? Yeah. They have my breed. They have Latin. Mm-hmm. Not Dominican, but they have Latin descent. Right. This gentleman, Miguel Vargas.
Oh, yeah, she said that right.
Yes. I'm Dominican. Miguel Vargas. Miguel. Hello. Let me roll my R. Vargas. 4 to avoid being pulled into a wood chipper by a rope that was being fed into a churning mechanism. How do you think that ended?
I'm guessing he got pulled into it, right?
The noose tightened around his neck and decapitated his head from his body.
Oh.
He died via wood chipper. Just imagine that mess after that head goes in there. Doesn't that seem like some fucking Final Destination shit?
That's like some. You ever seen A Thousand Ways to Die on Spike TV? Like,
yeah.
That's exactly like that.
Seems to me like something that's on Faces of Death, too. That'd be great.
Oh, man. That's.
Like, Rotten.com. Going to Rotten.com. I bet you there's pictures in there of it.
I remember when I was young, it was like, yeah, go to rap.com. Yeah, man, Tupac is dead.
Like they showed that torso in the autopsy.
I saw Tupac on the table, man. He's definitely dead.
Did you see pictures of that elephant?
What elephant?
It was like, he had like one elephant's autopsy there. I heard two elephant stories. Dude, it was one like on, I want to say like on like, what are the boardwalk in Jersey? And if I forget, it was treating this motherfucker cruel or something. And like somehow he started a fire. And it's like the whole fucking boardwalk was burned down. And he says the curse of Bobo.
The elephant started?
This was like in 1920. Because, you know, in 1920, you know, elephants are more intelligent and shit. They can actually walk on fours.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walk on twos rather than fours. Mm-hmm. And they actually read. The only thing they've kept since then was their, you know, memory. Because, you know, elephants never forget. And he didn't forget Bobo. And his curse.
That's...
It's like we burn shit down.
Nothing with elephants, man.
What if a pack of elephants, like, rode up to you like those monkeys from earlier? Well, you know, better yet, what if monkeys were riding elephants and shit? I'm like, this is some hazardous shit right here. We're all going to die.
The world is ending. That's how Armageddon is going to happen. Monkeys on elephants.
Elephants flying helicopters. And she's like, I mean, I heard of flying monkeys, but seriously.
But watch your cats and dogs in your house. Fuck, the world's ending.
Watch your kids, dude. You hear about the thing about the sex offenders? And they said they're fucking... it was like a system, right, to monitor the total number of sex offenders in the United States. And wow. Guess what the number was, though?
What?
I want to say they had a hard ceiling that the system would pretty much shut down once they reached a certain number, because they thought they would never reach it.
Right.
We reached the number.
Are you serious?
It was 2 billion was the number. It says 2 billion registered sex offenders. And the thing is, either you have to redefine what it means to be a sex offender, or we just got a lot of pederasty going on.
That can't be real.
And being that you're, you know, 14 years old, you got to watch yourself, sir. You know, because Halloween is coming around.
Right. I am trick-or-treating.
Don't get any apples with razor blades in there, sir. Don't eat everyone's candy.
I want only old ladies.
You know, them bitches,
that sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, put strychnine on that, man. You don't want that on candy. Let's knock these out real quick, and you know, because I know you have to get back to the... oh, it's dark outside. You'll fit in very soon. Very easily. Speaking of masks and Halloween, This story is about a man who's not with us anymore, but he looked like he was wearing a mask for like the last 20 to 25 years.
Let me guess. Hold on, wait. Don't tell me.
He's the opposite of your skin color.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. In Taiwan, this is why I call them gongs. They made a Michael Jackson scarecrow for their rice farm.
Is it working?
Yes.
Oh.
And he's like in the fucking, I want to say... He's in the black and white clothes and like in like the fucking pose with the hat cocked down to this.
Does he have the shiny glove on? You have to have the shiny glove.
I think he's holding his crotch.
But does he have the glove?
My question is, is that a real person? Because that's more than a scarecrow. That scarecrow is too good.
He did, and the funny thing is he played the scarecrow, right? Michael Jackson?
Yes, in the Wiz, yes.
Right.
Oh, man.
Why did I remember that?
That's a mocking right there. What was the thing I was reading? I remember a couple years ago when I was still in college. And I'm not that old. I think I heard something recently that was going on too. Somebody got fucking hung, dude. Like, from a tree. Like, lynching style, right?
Yeah.
I want to say this is in some Hickland. But they said they thought it was like a Halloween decoration.
Oh.
So their body was just chilling. Well, it wasn't really chilling. It was more like deading and shit. But it was just there. I don't know, dude. It's just crazy, crazy world. Let's see. Did you play NBA Jam back in the day?
Hell yeah. Everybody played NBA
Jam. Did you say Boom Shakalaka?
I did.
You know that, right? did you see the thing on ESPN when they did, like, the president, presidential NBA Jam?
Yeah, I mean.
We had Obama, like, dunking on Palin and shit. But he had, like, the change fit picture right there. Like, they cut Palin. I was like, this is too great.
I mean, but who would you want? What presidents would you want on your basketball team? Though?
I wouldn't want Lincoln on my basketball team. Cause you know what he did? He freed slaves. If you ask Deshaun Stevenson's dumbass, I'm gonna give me a $5 tattoo on my neck. You stupid.
That's the dumbest tattoo.
The only reason I would have Lincoln on there because with that hat, dude, he's taller than George Mersine. He could block every shot.
I would have Obama, of course.
Well, you gotta have the one black guy.
Yeah, I have Obama.
It's like the Jordan of the fucking presidents.
You gotta have Obama.
See, I'm gonna have Bush because I think he'd go hard in the paint. But the thing is, I don't know how high his basketball IQ would be.
Come on, we really
puns.
We really know he wouldn't be that great.
I think I have Bill Clinton. Though. He'd be like that Mike Miller or that Jason Williams. It's like, you know, you good point guard.
I'd take Teddy Roosevelt. I don't know why I just said his name.
You got to have George Washington because he already has a mouthpiece. let's move on. You like James Franco, right?
Yeah. Pineapple Express.
Spider-Man.
Right. Pineapple Express. I'm sorry.
Created that guy. He created us all. That shit was great. It was a thing that came a few months ago. And they said he was like an honorary gay man. We say he's not gay, but he's an honorary gay man. It was something.
Would you want to even be an honorary gay man?
No, I wouldn't.
Where's the honor? I'm not. No offense.
There's no honor among gays. Against ass thieves and shit.
No offense to gay people.
We offend everyone here, but
if you make me an honorary gay person, I'm gonna decline.
Leave that in the mail. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not checking the mail today.
I don't really need to be an honorary gay man. I'll be torn. That's it.
Tron.
And that's a Dave Chappelle cut.
Yes, it is. That's why I mentioned it. Let's see. The thing with James Franco, right? I think that it was like in a magazine. Maybe one of the gay magazines. I think he, I forget the name, because I don't know the name of him. I try to be aware. I know Logo is the channel, though. But he says something along the lines that, because of some of the work he's done in the past, being on the shows, being on the stage, and so on and so forth, he is like that because he's whatever. Recently, like yesterday or like earlier this week, they got a picture of him dressed in drag on like the cover magazine, dude. And I was just like, the only thing he hasn't come out of that closet with yet is the lube.
James Franco?
You know what he looks like? He looks like Cruella de Vil with black hair. He has the rouge on, the fucking eyeshadow, and he's got like that, you know, the cigarette with that really pointy filter on the end of it.
Why would I even want that? Like, why would I do that?
You don't want James Franco in drag. I want James Franco in funny. Nothing else.
How is that even cool? Like, did somebody gay come to me like, you know what would be cool, man? Dress in drag and represent gay people, even though you're not gay.
What? And it sounds like he's saying, oh, I'm coming up with a movie and I'm going to dress. I'm going to pull a John Travolta and play a woman in the movie. And I'm still not sold on that. Like, John Travolta's got to be chucking cock, right? Like, for years, right? Like, from 30 years, right?
Yeah. James Franco played in how many gay movies?
Maybe one or two. I don't know.
Played in, what's that? Milk?
Yeah, he was in Milk.
Oh, yeah, it's the,
That's a euphemism right there, too.
That's kind of... That is, actually.
The bad Milk.
He played as, what, the senator's lover or something?
The chug. Mr. Crank.
I mean, I'm not going to go to the movie theaters to see Milk or nothing like that.
I can make my own milk. Milk my own cow.
Rob does that all the time.
Clearly.
He's a pro.
Speaking of when I was watching that, what was it, the Beyond Boss video that had, like, Lil Wayne meets the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? It was so great, dude. Like, Master Splinter said, you know why my name is Master Splinter? Because I'm whipping that wood grain. Mm. I'm like, this is so great. Dude, you need to check that shit out.
I gotta see that.
Because, like, Raphael is, like, supposed to be, like, Joel Santana. He got the bandana cocked to the side and kept saying, "Hey." And, like, Michelangelo just kept working it and shit. And then Lil Wayne came and he's like, "What's up, man?" He tried to dab and all the jizz was running off his hand. And Wayne was like, "Nah, that's all right, man." So he battled him.
I gotta see this.
That shit was so funny.
I gotta see this.
And, like Leonardo was crying. And he's like, "Lil Wayne's supposed to be coming." And that's when Master Splinter was like, "Why are you crying like a little biatch, Leonardo?" He's like, that better be teardrop tattoos. I was like, this is too crazy.
I don't even want to watch it no more, man.
No, it's still...
They're coming at my favorite turtle, the Ninja Turtles.
Leonardo?
Yeah.
That's my favorite turtle as well. My brother liked Michelangelo.
My brother liked Michelangelo. It's something about the nunchucks, I guess.
I don't know, man. Like, kind of like Raphael in the movie, though, because Raphael's kind of a badass. I was like, that's me. No one liked Donatello, though.
For some reason, Rob always likes to make himself the badass of the group.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of badass, Idris Elba, dude, he's supposed to be playing Luke Cage or Blade. They might be rebooting Blade.
I can buy that. No.
I'd rather see him as Luke Cage.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not buying that.
Outside of that third Blade movie, Wesley was Blade.
No, Wesley Snipes is Blade. End story.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not Sticky Fingers.
No. Hell. But no, if they had a different cast...
It would have been better?
Yeah. The series was not bad. I watched it.
I hate Sticky Fingers as an actor.
Sticky Fingers as Blade did not fit.
He's a terrible person. Let's move to this real quick. Speaking of one annoying person, remember the show Punk'd?
Right.
Wasn't that an annoying show?
I hated that fucking show.
Sometimes you like to see somebody outside of the element, kind of see, get a voyeuristic approach to see how of a real person they can be. But mm-hmm. everyone knows a camera, that you kind of know it's a camera. Right. But fucking what's the name ran it? And they said he's supposed to be an attractive dude. Yeah, they said he's supposed to be an attractive dude. And for some reason, once he got on Punk'd, it was like, you're just a trucker hat wearing douche.
He's a douche.
Speaking of douches, guess who's, they're revamping the show. They're redoing it. Guess who's going to be the new host?
Don't say nothing stupid.
No, it's stupid. You're going to like it, though.
Wait, let me get my guesses off first.
Yeah, two guesses.
Since he's friends with Wilmer Valderrama.
It has no, no connection with him in a person. That's one guess, though. But
50 Cent.
Justin Bieber. I'm saying they a complete straight face.
Are you serious?
Yes, MTV generation, dude. It's made for people under my age, under your age.
Hold on, wait.
And you're younger than I am.
Wait. Justin Bieber.
Yes. Be My Baby, Justin Bieber. I think that's the name of the song.
How did he even get famous? Who made him famous?
She co-signed him.
Okay, still. How's he famous?
Two albums out, 16, Canadian. Horrible hair.
Why is he
looks
famous?
Like a lesbian.
Why is he famous?
Dude, when Daniel Radcliffe said, who is Justin Bieber? Oh, that's a lesbian. When he saw a picture of him, I was like, thank you. You know what? I'm going to go see Deathly Hallows as a result of that. Just to support you, sir. Because you support
Justin
me.
Justin Bieber? Really?
Yeah. Let's knock out these last couple things real quick. This is the greatest gang ever. A group of Zimbabwe women have been forcing men to have sex with them. And the ages have been varied. One was like a 44-year-old dude, one almost like a 28-year-old dude, another one was like a 16-year-old dude. And in Zimbabwe, rape is only classified as occurring to a woman. It cannot happen to a guy. So, like, they're being raped at gunpoint. It's like, you gotta have sex with me. Or it's more like... And sometimes they have a guy stand watch and shit. It's like, you better eat that pussy.
That's so racist. You just did the clicks.
You understood me. That's the bad thing about it.
Fuck you, Rob. So bad.
This is another story you're going to like, being that you're a black man. You're a proud black man.
I am a proud black man.
As a Pittsburgh judge, he said he will not grant leniency to a quote-unquote white boy who fought an officer during a routine traffic stop. The plea that the defendant, or was the plaintiff, I forget, the assailant, I'll call them, the white boy.
The defendant.
Yeah, the defendant. You would know this.
I did go to court last week.
Yeah, I saw that. Don't know. Don't ask me how I saw that, though. The plea was given that the dude would serve 3 months. And the judge was like, oh, no, motherfucker. You got to get your own. That's not... like, you know, if you were black, you would get longer than that. So I'm not going to be lenient on you white boys. This is what he said doing in court.
Are you serious? So they have a transcript of this?
Of him saying, I'm not giving that to no white boys. I was like, wow. It's like, if he was another race, he wouldn't get that type of... Like, they'd have a harsher term if he was another race. Yeah, stop thinking about it. It's like, he fought a police officer.
3 months?
Yeah.
I mean, but does he have a prior record, though?
Still, you fight a police officer.
No, I perfectly understand that.
And again, like, this is in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, he probably still was fan.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be a fan if your city wins 6 championships?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
They're terrible. And he just lost to the Ravens. Like,
Okay,
didn't
they? Yo, Pittsburgh fans, you just lost to my team.
We might get smoked this weekend, though.
Broncos?
Number one passing team in the league.
Not the Broncos. I'm sorry.
Do you know how many yards, what's name is on pace?
Okay.
Do you know how many yards he's on pace for?
Like 4,000?
6,000.
6,000? Are you serious?
He's already got 1,400 yards, dude.
Kyle Orton.
Yes. They have no running game now. They only average 55 yards on the run.
If they don't have a running game, we can focus on the passing game.
Okay. We tried that. We'll see how that goes.
Man, we beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is harder than Denver.
Yeah, but like I was saying, before they even played, before they even played the Bengals, I said, you know, what's name's coming off like 400 yards.
Right.
And we saw how that went. Palmer. That's the only day I have a question of. It's like, if you can get, like, Brandon Lloyd is looking like a all-pro this year. He's got 500 yards already.
Damn.
Like, I think 2 games ago, Orton had almost 500 yards.
Man.
467. I'm sorry. He's only got 6 touchdowns, though.
I'm sorry, but Ravens have to beat Denver because I have a boy who's my homeboy's from Denver.
He's not white, man.
And, no, he's black.
Thank you.
He hates the Ravens. He lives here. He moved from Denver and he hates the Ravens. He's like, fucking Ravens. I hate the Ravens. Ravens suck, all this. Just, that's the game of my, that's the game of the weekend right there.
But here's the one last thing on that fucking game. You know how many yards they gave it to Chris Johnson last week, right? The Broncos. He only had 53 yards.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Chris Johnson.
That defense is pretty good. That's why I'm kind of concerned.
Steelers defense is pretty good. But we won the game on a touchdown.
Well, the thing is, we got some penalty. We got a lot of penalty help. We've been getting a lot of penalty help this year. It's like they're trying to overcompensate for last year, over the last 2 years.
No, but we have penalty help, but they have been doing shit, though. It's not like it's just throwing flags, because the shit you see on the replay is actual penalties.
And some of them they've been missing.
Yeah, they have been missing a couple. Ravens get no respect anyway. So.
Yeah, like they get no love on ESPN.
Our top 10 plays on ESPN, blah, blah.
We're going to show Troy Polamalu run around.
Exactly. We're going to show everything else. We're going to show the Steelers. Who lost?
We're going to show Michael Vick get injured.
Exactly. They're going to show all the top plays, but the Ravens game winning touchdown. That should have been the game of the weekend to me, like in my opinion.
Yeah.
You win on a touchdown on the last drive, 30-something seconds, and that's it.
Or even, you know, Ray picking that ball off, too.
Exactly. That, too. Hey, nobody mentioned this.
Oh, and I know we had to mention this to you, by the way, speaking of sports that you love and I'm going to mock you on. Come on, Chael Sonnen. Come on, Chael.
Yeah, Chael Sonnen, man.
He was a little bit too enthusiastic before that fight. He's like, I'm going to kick his ass. Chael Sonnen. Like, this man ain't lost in how long?
Chael Sonnen, man.
You got 10 losses?
I was a fan. I'm still a fan of Chael
Sonnen. But you did Roy's, homie. Yeah, busted for roids.
Well, somebody else got busted for roids. What's the guy who did the Tour de France?
But we're talking about MMA, sir.
But still. He said...
At least he didn't say it was tainted meat.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he was blowing the... That was lifting roids. All right, let me hit you with this last one right here. You know what a photobomb is, right?
Inform me.
Photobomb is basically when somebody hops in a picture, like you're about to take a picture. I'm like, you know, hopping in and fucking... It's almost the equivalent of doing a peace sign back in the day on something. The rabbit ass and shit.
Behind somebody's head.
It was two famous ones that happened. This well, one really famous one. One I saw that I thought was funny. More funny than this one I'm going to mention. The one I saw was, I think, during a Ryder Cup when Tiger was
on the same. Oh, the guy with the cigar?
Yeah, dude. They've been like cutting and pasting his face on everything. Like, you know the Muhammad Ali when he knocked out Sonny Liston, he's posing, he put his head right there. He looks like a stereotype. A walking stereotype. He looks like he would be in an Indian movie with all the action in there. Like, he'd be the main villain. He's holding that big curved blade and shit like he's from... He looks like the Sultan from Aladdin.
Oh, shh.
But the younger version and shit, like, they had to do a reboot. And speaking of reboots, have you seen the pictures from Mission Impossible 4?
I've heard about it.
Tom Cruise is in shape.
Are you serious?
But it's not, like, in a man shape. He looks like a fruit of some sort. He looks like an apricot.
Oh, man.
But this is the photobomb I'm going to mention. You know it's hunting season. I think it's, what, maybe deer season? Coming around the corner?
I don't want to sound racist. I'm not white.
You know white people like
that. I'm not going to hunt deer. I'm sorry.
I'm going to hunt that chick. Hey, deer. And give it the two fingers. Then give it a rob. After I give it a rob eye.
It's not a rob. There's no such thing as a rob eye.
It is. It works, man.
Okay.
I give him a rob eye, and then I hit that quivering eye. To quote, is it quivering eye or is it whispering eye?
Whispering eye.
They get that whispering eye. Yeah. Good morrow to you, sir.
I just saw that.
That movie is great, right?
That movie's awesome.
Dude, let's just delete touch tips. I was like, whoa. Anyway, let me get to my point real quick. There's a hunter. He kills a buck, right? Pops a buck. Shoots it. You know, trophy buck. Guess what you see in the background lurking? Fucking puma. Like, right behind him. And he was like, that's the greatest photo bomb ever. Like, a puma's like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. I'm gonna eat him and
two meals.
He's like, you ever have like a cheese steak that's got chicken and steak on it? I'm gonna eat that.
Yeah, two meals.
But one of them wearing camouflage, the other one got horns.
Oh, man. That's
Which brings me to my broadcast question of the day. What jungle cat could you fight off?
What jungle cat could I fight off?
Like, if you were in the woods and you were tearing it up, you were trotting it up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be a name for now, a Trump. If a cat popped up, like, would you fight? Like, you could fight off a bobcat. You could fight off a Charlotte bobcat.
Yeah, fight off.
A Gerald Wallace.
A lynx or a bobcat.
Lynx will fuck you up.
I'm fighting off a lynx.
You're like, look. You're about the same height as a lynx.
I'm a man. I'm fighting tigers.
You're an African. You're fucking African. You're back in my country. I killed bears, tigers, elephants, antelopes. Like, some of those animals don't belong in your country. We have bears in Africa. Like, no, you don't.
I'm taking no.
Sloths don't count.
And the lion.
I think I'm taking my liger.
No, I ain't fucking no liger.
Like, that's some shit don't belong here. Dude, in all honesty, and I mean this to the fullest degree, I can take out a, cheetah.
No, you can't.
I could, dude. I'm telling you. Cheetahs are the pussy of the fucking, because all pussy cats. But they're the big cat pussy of, like, the fucking jungle. The only thing they have is speed. That's how they get people. They pop up behind you and they run.
Why are you disrespecting cheetahs, man?
Dude, look how fragile they are. It's like Chris Johnson. He get hit one good time, it's a wrap.
I like cheetahs, man.
I like Cheetara.
You would, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. See some chicks in cosplay with Cheetara? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, go to Otakon or Comic-Con for that.
I need to go there. Top three? Seeing a chick dressed as Ms. Marvel. Seeing a chick dressed as fucking Power Girl and Cheetara.
If you do Power Girl, you gotta do Power Girl, right?
You gotta have titties for Power
Girl. You can't be skinny and do Power Girl. I'm sorry.
You walk around with flat chest.
You can do Supergirl, maybe. Yeah. But
Batwoman?
You can't do Power Girl.
You know Batwoman's a lesbian?
Yeah, they had to please audiences.
Fuck that.
I'm sorry. I'm not buying that.
They ruined my bat love.
Like, less than 10% of their audience is like gay people, to be honest with you. And you made.
Because even Archie was chugging cock. Wasn't the Archie character that was chugging?
Yeah, it's the Archie character that's gay.
It's like, I'm going to come and jug his hat. Like, what?
Like, when Archie comes, it's like, yeah, blah, blah. All the girls swooning over this dude. And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't like girls. I'm gay. And, you know, he had the limp wrists.
It was so eloquently written, wasn't it?
Exactly. I'm like, why?
Somebody from the 1930s wrote this.
This gay is invading my life, and I don't want it in my life.
I don't want that. He didn't want that.
It's too much.
You got anything you need to plug?
Lee Scholar. He has a show coming up on Saturday. Lee Scholar.
I take rap serious, Tom.
He takes rap serious.
Yes, he does.
He's very talented. Look him up. YouTube him. Mm-hmm.
Would have been on Robcast, wasn't
he? Yeah. Yes. He's going to be on Robcast. Look him up, man.
Yeah. Because when he comes to Robcast, I'm grilling that motherfucker.
Zack Snyder's doing Superman. I'm going to plug that. That's awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Let's hope he doesn't fuck it up. Yo, Zack, no blue dick in Superman.
Why would Superman have a blue dick?
I'm quoting, referencing Watchmen, of course.
Right. But,
which he directed, and there was a lot of blue dick in that.
There was a lot of blue dick.
Okay, how about no gray dick? Because does what's name wear clothes? Does Doomsday, does Doomsday wear clothes?
Great, great.
I don't think Doomsday wear clothes.
Green? No, I'm thinking of the Hulk.
You're thinking of Darkseid too? I think.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I don't think Doomsday wears any clothes.
No,
he wears all stone.
Superman is going to be hard because Zack Snyder does action.
Yes, he does. I'm more interested in seeing Sucker Punch than Superman at this juncture.
What? Okay. I'm not hating on stuff. I want to see that, too.
It's chicks, dude. And there's robots. And ninjas.
The Rock is in Faster. I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
That movie doesn't look bad. It actually looks
Gotta see Red Eagle.
Good.
Once that comes out. Hopefully, what's name distributes it. Because there'll be a lot of bonus features if they distributed Dragon Dynasty.
Right.
You see a lot of Dragon Dynasty.
We're plugging a lot right now. Man.
You know? Man. Plug your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Facebook. Add me. Torn Matthews. Torn Dominique Matthews. Whatever you want to say.
TDM.
TORIN.
Yes. Tron. Way. Tron, yes.
It's not Tron.
Mastermind RW at Twitter.
Right.
Don't forget that.
Right.
Rob Lee, I'm somewhere on Facebook. You know, Mastermind Team Robcast is on there as well. I always post a lot of weird shit.
Make sure you like it.
Yeah. If you don't, I will murder you.
We accept all comments.
Yes.
Positive and negative.
And panties.
Make sure you mail the panties.
Make sure they're clean, though.
Yeah, I can't have dirty.
Because apparently it's Thong Thursday.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I like to modify that a bit. Thongs with no skids Thursday.
So, yes, Rob is wearing a thong right now.
That's disgusting. He and tomorrow will be Friday.
It will be.
And if I'm still wearing that thong tomorrow, it's FML Friday. On that note, this is Robcast. Mark us up. Is that the blessings last? Keep my family helping until I bring in this cash. A couple bucks in the dash. Fuck American credit scores. That's hella sore for niggas that's living hella poor. Of course, it's ambitions. I'm riding under any condition. Live for the moment. I'm loving every minute we living. I got that magic, baby. I've been killing the game. I made it tragic, baby. Only way to perfect it is to practice, baby. So I'm guessing that's why I'm at your average, baby. Not at all.
And not a care in this whole cruel world is ever gonna come with me. Baby girl, we out of here. And you can find us inside of the skies. I bet you won't come get me. Goodbye to the gutter, hello to the stars. And we gon' put in work till they know who we are. Until they know who we are. Same shit every day, tired of this routine, so I gotta flip rhymes. I ain't got no hoop dreams, seems like it's so true. Frank White never lied, crack rock and jump shots. Damn, I wish he never died. Where did all the love go? Oh, your CD free? Well, that's good, cause I'm never buying tickets just to see your show. But I'm putting on for my own, hit up J.Y. Pro Tools, MacBooks, had a nigga straight shot. Heist really came through, E. Hill showed me love. This is track I'm spitting to, glad to get some local buzz. X-Man crazy, push me, pull me. Be with your way, but now look at what you made me. Thanks to the team too, ambitions on the top. Jay, why do you the shit? Cause of you I'll never stop. Sugar kept me going. Love you and mom too. T-Man, Nay-Nay, wouldn't be without you. And not a care in this cold, cruel world is ever gonna come with me. Baby girl, we out of here. And you can find us inside of the skies. I bet you won't come get me. Goodbye to the gutter, hello to the stars. And we gon' put in work till they know who we are. Until they know who we are. And not a care in this cold, cruel world is ever gonna come with me. Baby girl, we out of here. And you can find us inside of the skies. I bet you won't come get me. Goodbye to the gutter, hello to the stars. And we gon' put in work till they know who we are. Until they know who we are.
The youngest in charge.